Hello, welcome to Raw Japan episode 62. This is Brandon Chin broadcasting from Itoshima, Fukuoka, and today we're going to talk about cheating in Japan. Cheating as in relationship cheating. And a lot of the Japanese men that I've spoken to have cheated and have no problem with doing it, no shame, no guilt. And the women that I speak to, it's almost like an expectation that it happens. And so they forgive and forget, and the relationship continues. And sometimes it breaks off, but I think, you know, a lot of women in Japan expect it to happen at some point in time in the relationship. So they are, maybe they appear okay on the outside, or to maintain maintain perceptions so that you don't have to, you look like you got your shit together when other people see how your life is going. And to some people, that's more important than the actual quality of their relationship. And I think it's been I won't say a staple of relationships, but it's been quite long where cheating in Japan, well, in Japan at least, has been accepted. Because cheating everywhere, it happens everywhere, right? But specifically, at least my experience here is that women put up with it a lot. Although I do think it's changing, where the younger generation are quick to cut off the relationship or call it out before it happens and do something about it to change it. And that's a good thing. And some people, in some ways too, there was this book that the author's name is Esther P. something, Esther or something, and she writes about infidelity. She's been studying it for decades. And I think in her latest book, she says infidelity actually can be used to better the relationship. So once you catch the cheating, you have to actually communicate with your partner about it, why it happened, and how you can go about fixing the thing, the reason that encouraged the cheating, which is actually a good, I mean, if it gets to that point, that means there's been a lot of time that, you know, this gook has been building up in the relationship. And when that moment, that discovery of that your partner cheating comes about, you can use that as an opportunity to discuss your relationship and how you can make it better. And I think it's a very optimistic view of looking at infidelity. And you speak to some people, especially women, and they say that, you know, after a few times, though, it becomes, there's a limit. So there's different boundaries between, you know, different people. But infidelity happens a lot in Japan, and most people expect it to. What do you think? How is infidelity? What do you think of cheating? I'd love to hear your opinion. You can drop it on a review on this iTunes podcast, or you can go to brandonchin.net/raw, pop your email address onto that page, and respond to one of my emails. I'd love to hear from you. Also, if you would like to come here and travel to Japan with your partner, and even if you are going through some shit, you know, use that as an opportunity to reflect and really dig into yourself and see what you want for your life back home. And I'd love to provide the space for you to do that. So go to brandonchin.net/change and watch the video there about my guide experience here in Itoshima. And if you're interested, you can book a call and we can talk more about it. All right, take care. I'm gonna go to bed. This is it's pretty early now. It's like 2 a.m. on the 11th, November 11th. That's right. I gotta start saying the time, shouldn't I? All right. Shooting is shitting. I will start saying the date and the time for my podcast. You gotta really say it. You gotta commit to it. A little self-talk for you there. Anyway, おやすみなさい. Let's go to some of this.